it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song, make a note
of the limp that sits inside, the limp cock that sits inside. All right, wow, my name is Justin Cross. Welcome to Sarcastic News. We are the most trusted name in bullshit. I'm here with my counterpart, executive producer, Matt Sugar.
Yeah, for tonight. Yeah.
Just you and me, baby.
That's it.
We can do it.
It's hardcore, yeah.
It's you, me. Jeremy's in the back, and we got a couple cameras on us.
Well, we know our audience likes to watch.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think it's the circle jerk session. I think that's, if you follow the show, we do a segment called Circle Jerk, which we're actually renaming.
Yeah.
Tonight, we're going to rename that, actually. It's going to be called The Ring of Fire.
Oof.
Yeah, but the circle jerk remains as an actual circle jerk with Jeremy in the back as the fluffer. All right, we are in the heart. We're at Skid Row Studios, the heart. It's in the heart of L.A.'s shopping cart district.
Stolen shopping cart district.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Target did not donate those shopping carts. Those are stolen. We begin tonight with a new SARS virus that is a threat to the entire world, according to the Director General of the UN World Health Organization. The novel coronavirus has killed 23 people and infected 20 plus more, actually. Now, the virus originated in the Middle East and has spread to 8 different countries, including France, Great Britain, Germany, and apparently a few other countries that are not predominantly white. We don't need to name them, though, because, you know, the New York Times didn't. They just named the 3 whitest countries. Now, as we mentioned, though, the World Health Organization and its Director General, Margaret Chan, are working hard to inform UN countries as well as individuals that we must act, quote, quickly and urgently. While many UN countries are heeding the call to remedy this situation, many individual citizens are freaked the fuck out, including Americans. In fact, this Missouri native, Ian Keating, was on CNN, and he had this to say. He said, quote, "I was at a barbecue when I read about the new virus on my iPhone, and my first thought was, holy shit, we're out of coronas. Then my next thought was," he continues, "holy shit, the NRA is right. I should own a gun. Then I came to my senses that retarded people shouldn't. But besides that, everyone else should own a gun." Mr. Keating went on to say, the barbecue was pretty fun. So clearly, this is a threat that the World Health Organization is saying is quick. We must act quick and urgently, and I think we're taking it seriously. Now, one person who does enjoy barbecues, cookouts, keg parties, and giving homilies, homilies.
It must be of a religious order.
That's right.
Yeah.
Saying that even atheists who do good are going to be redeemed is my man, Pope Francis. That's right. Mm-hmm. Shortly after giving a speech that touched atheists, and Lord knows atheists love being touched, the Vatican rescinded the Pope's words to clarify that the only way one can be saved is through Christ. Now, today, we have word that Pope Francis shot back in a strongly worded Outlook email that concluded by saying, "Hey, Vatican, you take your strictly held belief system and shove it, because guess what? Somebody actually did die and made me Pope." Now, to read more on the Pope's...
Actually, no.
What? Am I factually wrong there?
Yeah.
What?
The last Pope did not die. He retired.
Yeah, but really, it was Jesus who did it. Jesus.
Oh, I see.
You gotta think next level, man.
I gotcha.
Jesus told...
See, that one makes you think, which sometimes is... It can be difficult
right.
for me.
No. That was next level.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to read more, Matt, on the Pope's thoughts, you can follow the Pope on Twitter at Pope_atheist_believer. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he believes in atheists and that Justin Bieber is a true artist. Thank you. The audience liked that one. And this week, Obama and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie took a romantic and highly televised stroll down the Jersey shoreline. Where they discussed hurricane recovery, Bruce Springsteen, and the much-needed political points that were being scored with each awkward calculated step.
Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, I'm going to say this, all right? I'm going to give it to both Obama and Christie on this one, all right? Last year, Christie especially was criticized by Republicans for praising the president's response to Hurricane Sandy. And what happened? Obama won re-election and Christie's numbers soared. So even with both, even if both are doing this in part to gain political support, here's what I'm saying. What's wrong with that? Maybe the fact that Christie and Obama received a bump, a terrorist fist bump to be exact, because they showed unity is not a bad thing, all right? Maybe the reason they did this was because voters want to support politicians who can work together and acknowledge the positive things that others do, even if they happen to be in the opposite party. I have no joke there, except that while on the photo opted trip, the two did actually play a game of football toss where the goal, it was on the Jersey Shore, is on the boardwalk, where the goal of the game was to throw a football through a ring. And standing on the sideline, watching the toss, taking notes and waiting for his turn, but never actually getting it, was Tim Tebow. Thank you. Thank you. That was
there was some booze in there.
No. Well, because there's some big Tebow fans.
Yeah,
still.
I know.
Especially this audience.
He's a divisive figure.
Especially this audience.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, particularly this audience, yeah.
They love it. We're huge in the South. And in sports, I don't know if you've heard about this, Matt Nasty. Nike cut ties to Livestrong. Not just, they cut ties to Lance a while back.
Right.
But now they actually cut ties to Livestrong. Although Nike did stick with Tiger Woods through his rampant streak of adultery, Michael Vick through dogfighting, and notoriously ran with an ad for Paralympic superstar and accused murderer Oscar Pistorius with a slogan that actually said, quote, "I am the bullet in the chamber." Nike, though, has made the wise decision, though, to cut funding to the charitable cause, which has helped many fight, treat, and beat cancer.
Right.
Now, in a related story, Nike will be donating all leftover Livestrong bracelets to third world countries where the popular mid-2000s trend has yet to catch on. So just to get that straight, yeah. Matt, Nike will be donating leftover Livestrong bracelets to 3/4 of their workforce.
That's hot.
I mean, you know, it's...
That was hot.
Yeah.
Because, you know
now it's going to be, you know, when they give away the t-shirts for the losing team for the Super Bowl to starving kids in Africa. That's going to be the new thing. Now it's going to be... the Livestrong bracelets.
Yeah, so, no, they're just exactly.
I mean, Nike was just getting a wrist rash. That's what.
it's like when Zach in the Saved by the Bell team when they wore the watches and it turned their hands green. You know,
that's like, freezing back.
Like,
yeah,
screw it. We're gonna give it. We're gonna send Brad and Angelina Jolie and we're just gonna make them go and hand these dull these out to to the Cambodian factories where Nike shoes are made. Now. We're gonna cut to commercial in just a minute, but Matt, before we go, go ahead and give us our sarcastic news snap gut reaction survey question.
Sarcastic news gut reaction snap survey.
I almost got that right.
Don't worry, I had to read it to get it right. Okay, so
from the gut, motherfuckers.
Okay, so we're gonna be going away from politics and national news and really going with what strikes to the heart of socializing these days, online dating. And our gut reaction snap survey, or SNRSS, there was a G that was left off there. Yeah. Name your favorite online dating handle.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, maybe it's like Mr. Awesome 33 or, you know, Hot Pants 24.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm an online dater myself. Okay. I'm on all of them. I'm on all of them. As Jeremy is too. Yeah. Jeremy's got a heart on the back. No, that was the music that cues the heart on. Yeah. I'm on a couple ones. I'm on Christian Mingle. Yeah. I'm on Christian Mingle. Here, my handle, you want to know it? It's sacred_taint.
Okay.
Yeah. And my J-Date handle.
Yeah.
Get this. Hung Chosen One. One being the number.
Wow. Yeah.
So
scintillating.
Yeah. So go ahead and tweet us at Sarcastic News One. Hit us up on Facebook. And give us your best handle. Or you can always call the show 800-893-9562. Skid Row Studios, 800-893-9562. We're going to be right back with a game by Matt, Two Truths, One Lie, or what are we calling it?
Too Good to Be True.
Oh, almost.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Same idea.
All right, well, we're going to be right back here on the Sarcastic News Show.
Okay. We'll do it live. Okay. We'll do it live!
Jojo, yeah, I know your name. Thought I saw you jump a Utah train. But I could not say, I could not say. Heard you tried to keep your hat on a shelf. Married a woman, went off and
Blind Pilot.
I like them.
Yeah. I like them too. Yeah. I like them so much.
Yeah.
I made them every song that you're going to hear besides our opening and closing, which is always the same. They are every buffer song that we have tonight.
Buffer song?
Yeah.
I mean, I like them, but okay.
You don't love them?
No, I do. It's just, are they sponsoring our show?
Well, maybe. I mean, we gotta get a sponsor somehow. Yeah. So maybe that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Actually, here's the deal. I thought about that. I was running today before the show. I thought, you know, maybe I'm going to play every song and then I'm going to tell them, I'm going to go at Blind Pilot and see on Twitter and see if they'll.
They're like, why the fuck are we on every buffer for this?
Yeah.
This crappy.
No, we are not crap. I told you.
I'm sorry.
This is the best show you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. All right.
No, but I mean, listen, I want to make it kind of like One Tree Hill. You know how One Tree Hill is, like, or Dawson, like, they have all music tonight brought to you by Blind Pilot.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they
really, like, throwing out the Gen Y pop culture references tonight.
Well, what am I? What am I, Matt? I'm Gen Y, right?
Hey, man, you're takes one to know one.
Yeah, exactly. I am who I am.
Yeah.
All right, let's, is Chase called in yet? Okay, we're still waiting on Chase.
All right.
While we're waiting on Chase, Matt, go ahead and explain the game, first of all, what it's called.
All right, so let's see, I mean, you know. We got some theme music too.
Okay. Catchy. Good. It made me sweat under my armpits right there.
So the game we're playing tonight is called Too Good to Be True. I don't know if you've ever played the game Two Truths, One Lie at school or maybe at a party or something like
party?
That. It's, you know, it's good get to know you kind of game. So basically what it is I'm going to read lines.
Do you have children in your basement, Matt?
I
feel like this is an icebreaker game. All right,
only
kids.
I know. Yeah.
Two truths, one lie.
You know, it goes great in the back of the van. I can tell you that. Yeah. It loosens them up. So, okay. So we're going to do three different rounds here. Maybe if there's for good behavior, we might do a fourth. But we're going to do three rounds here. Two headlines going to be true. One headline is going to be false. So three headlines, two true, one will be false.
Okay.
And the people listening at home have to decide what is the lie.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. All right. And wait, before that, we may have Chase calling. I don't know. Okay. She'll be calling. She's a comedian. She's joining us tonight on our Ring of Fire segment, but she may join us here on the show. But go ahead. All right, I'm ready.
Should we get started?
Let's go.
Okay, so, you know, there are a couple of categories that we have here. The first one you might enjoy, it's called the Florida category.
Okay.
Because you can't have a wealth of bullshit news without at least referring to Florida at some
point. Totally agree.
All right, so here we go. We got three headlines or three news stories. Mm-hmm. First one, a drunken Florida woman stabbed her boyfriend with an 8-inch blade after he farted in her face during an argument, police say.
Okay.
Deborah Ann Burns, 37, allegedly knifed her lover of 6 years, Willie Butler, as they watched television in their Immokalee apartment last week.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So that's the first one.
Okay.
So I'll read the three, and then we'll decide what's true and what's a lie.
Okay.
Wait. Do we have a caller coming in?
Okay, we do. We have Chase. Chase, are you on the phone?
You're on.
Justin?
Chase, you're on live on the Sarcastic News Show.
Oh, my God. I made it. I made it through.
Yes.
You did. There's a huge line of callers.
And this is it.
Yeah.
This is it, yeah.
Are you watching the video telecast right now of the show?
I'm not sure what I'm looking at. I was listening to it, but I put it on mute because I thought I was going to confuse myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, it's always... We actually wanted you to do it so we could tell you that. Like, turn the radio down. Please turn your radio down.
Got it.
All right, okay. So Chase, before we get to our segment Ring of Fire, where we go after some serious, hard-hitting news stories, we're playing a game called...
Too Good to Be True.
Too Good to Be True. And Matt is going to reread the two truths. Basically, it's like two truths, one lie. You got to guess which one's...
So I'm going to read three news stories. Two of them will be true. One will be the lie.
All right.
So the first one, I'm going to reread it. And it's so amazing. It's so amazing that it does have to be read twice.
Yeah.
This is the Florida category. So the first one is a drunken Florida woman stabbed her boyfriend with an 8-inch blade after he farted in her face during an argument, police say. Deborah Ann Burns, 37, allegedly knifed her lover of 6 years, Willie Butler, who's 53, as they watched television in their Immokalee apartment last week. You have weird names for your towns in Florida, Justin. I got to tell you.
Well, they're all named after Native Americans.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the first one.
Okay.
Second one we got here. On Sunday evening, a Florida man from Jefferson County was brought up on misdemeanor charges after his neighbor claimed that he pruned his yard bushes into models of his nude wife. When the neighbor was asked to comment on how he discovered the similarity, he replied, "I've been married to my wife for 24 years. Those bosoms are unmistakable to me. I can recognize the sags and nipples from a mile away." Following a Tuesday court appearance, all charges were dropped. So that's number two.
Okay.
All right.
Number three in the Florida category. A Florida high school teacher was suspended for 3 days without pay for touching a female student with a banana. Jonathan Hampton, a former teacher of the year at North Marion High School in Marion County, Florida, was accused of rubbing the banana over the student's head and neck during a Freudian psychology lecture, the Orlando Sentinel reported.
That actually makes sense.
Okay, so we got a woman stabbing her boyfriend for farting in her face.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A neighbor who was brought up on charges for pruning nude bushes of his neighbor's wife.
Yeah.
And a high school teacher rubbing a banana on a student's head. Which one's the lie?
I'm going to go B, the pruning.
Okay, the pruning?
We don't prune in Florida.
I'm also going to get on board with number two.
Wow, boy.
We don't prune in Florida. We bushwhack, all right?
Okay. Not even that. Like, the specifics of it were just too much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's the answer?
It's good to know. It's number two. It's letter B.
You are the only person who would ever use the term bosoms. I think that's part of it.
Also, like, sagging near the... I was just like, all right.
All right.
You lost me.
Well, you know, it's you buy anything from Florida. That's what it is.
That's true.
Okay.
All right.
We're ready for our next category.
Wow. Yeah. I feel really smart right now that we guessed that right.
That you can pick the stupidest Florida news story. Yeah.
Now you may have to kind of bottom line because we're, you know, tight timeline.
Okay. Number two. This is the auction category.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a little bit inspired by the $1.9 million that was given to the B. Arthur painting.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually turned out. It was Jimmy Kimmel who bought that for Jeff Ross.
Did he really?
Which?
No. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Well, that's what it came out as. Anyway. All right.
Matt Damon was involved in that, but go ahead.
Okay. All right, so first one. In an effort to raise money for his charity, Dream Wishers, supporting youth suffering from a rare bone disease, actor John Malkovich held an auction in New York this past week, which included a large portion of his movie memorabilia collection. The highest bid of $145,000 went to the underwear that Tom Cruise so famously flaunted in the film Risky Business.
Mm. Okay.
That was the highest money getter in the auction.
Okay.
Okay, number two. This past week at the Cannes Film Festival in France. One lucky bidder won a trip to space through the space tourist company Virgin Galactic for the purchase price of over $1.5 million. Not only did the winning bid gain the Russian winner a trip to space, but it also came with the added benefit of being accompanied by none other than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Shit.
All right.
I like that.
Okay, number three.
Where did you go to college, Chase? Shit.
All right, number three. Two microscope slides bearing the blood of former Indian leader Mahatma Gandhi are to go on sale in London on Tuesday and are expected to fetch from 10,000 pounds to 15,000 pounds, which is $15,000 to $22,000.
Okay.
The slides were obtained in 1924 when the father of the Indian independence movement was recovering from an appendectomy near Mumbai. He was thought to have donated the blood to the family he was staying with at the time.
Okay.
So we got the first one. John Malkovich auctions off Tom Cruise's Risky Business underwear.
Yeah.
Cannes Film Festival bidder wins a space trip with Leo DiCaprio, and Mahatma Gandhi's blood samples go out for auction.
Chase, you go first.
I mean, I'm gonna go two again. Like, I just don't see Leo going into space.
I want to agree with her, which pains my soul, frankly. but I'm gonna go C.
Okay, so we got one for Leo DiCaprio and one for Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah.
You both are incorrect.
Really?
Number one, John Malkovich auctioning off Tom Cruise's underwear from Risky Business. That is the lie.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, that did seem... I guess the John Malkovich part was weird. But, like, I feel like those underwear would sell for a ton.
I'm sure they probably have.
What if they had skid marks?
Yeah.
And actually, they come constantly accompanied by Bob Seger's good time rock and roll. That's it. Time they're displayed, you have to constantly be playing that song.
Yeah, yeah, of course. All right, so on this one, Matt, this is our last one, right?
This is our last one. If we got time for one more.
Let's do one more, but let's just do the, you know, when you kind of like at the end, when you just summarize it?
Yeah.
Just summarize them.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So here we go. Last category. First one, a 23-year-old man is accused of steering his 9-year-old daughter in the wrong direction by giving her driving lessons.
Okay.
So that's the first one. Number two, a reporter for Comcast Sportsnet Chicago was fired from the network after an on-air gaffe before an NHL player game in which he praised the Chicago Blackhawks for having a tremendous amount of sex when she meant to say success. So a reporter fired for saying sex instead of success.
Okay.
Third. Earlier this week, the Arizona State Legislature proposed a bill that will make it legal for medical professionals to carry firearms into emergency rooms.
Okay, first of all, I believe any crazy law that comes out of Arizona, so I'm going to say that's true.
Okay, so you think that's true? What do you think is the lie?
I think B is the lie. What was the
reporter
again?
Saying sex instead of
you
success.
Don't fire somebody over
I'm
that.
Gonna, yeah.
You don't fire somebody over
and
that.
She
I
said
mean,
that
I was maybe going to say B, but I don't want to do three Bs, so I'm going to go three C.
Oh, okay. This is gonna make or break us.
Wait, Justin, which did you say was the lie?
I said B. I think B is the lie. She thinks C is the lie.
Okay, C is the lie.
What?
Chase, you are correct.
Yes. Yeah. Come on, Justin. That's ridiculous.
You know, you come into my house. Bernstein, you come into my house and then you beat me at my own game.
I mean, not with a weapon.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, well, Chase, if you don't mind staying on the line, we're going to be back here on Ring of Fire. This is the Sarcastic News Show. Call us at 800-893-9562. Give us your best Twitter and or online dating handle. That's right. 800-893-9562 right here on the Sarcastic News Show.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Song. Can you see the light? Can you hear the hum of our song? I hope they get it right. I hope we dance tonight before we get it wrong. And the season change us new, but you're the best I've known. And you know me, I cannot be stuck on you. If it weren't true,
on the Sarcastic News Show. That's right.
Yeah. And they're cheering for Blind Pilot.
They should be.
Yeah. Our in-house...
I don't know about you.
Our resident artist tonight.
Chase, did you have a good cry on that last song?
I did. I was like, I put my phone on speaker and just closed my eyes and let my emotions take over.
She put some cucumbers on her eyes, slipped into the bath. And
Did you turn your iPhone on and just kind of sway it back and forth as if it was a cigarette lighter, you know?
I'm
not going to lie. The first time I saw that, I was blown away at a concert.
But when
they're like,
it brings, so
oh my
sad.
God, you can use cell phones instead of lighters now? Cool.
You know what? It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I know that because I've played in front of a stadium before. I have. Uh-huh. Nobody was in the stadium.
They don't call burlesque houses stadiums. All right.
All right. Now, I want to know this. I mean, our Sarcastic News snap gut reaction survey question of the night is online dating handles. I've been doing online dating for a while, and I love the handles that come from that. And then Twitter's another one. There's also good Twitter handles that come up. Chase, I want to know off the bat, do you have any good, you know, online dating handles or Twitter handles that you've seen?
That I've seen?
That you've seen, or maybe yours. I don't know. I mean.
I mean, I've come up with a few that I could potentially use.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. I feel like one could be STD free and loving it. solid start.
That's good. That's got to be online dating.
Parentheses, trust me. Yeah.
It's got to be online dating though, because that's over 150 characters. So. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's a million.
All right, what do you got now?
Let's see. Empty box. Sort of a metaphor.
Oh.
MC box?
Empty.
Oh, empty box. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah,
huh. It's a thinker.
Well, when you're saying it over radio, you have to kind of like do it phonetically. Like M is in Mary, T is in Tom. Box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Empty box.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. Yeah. All right. What's another one?
Table for one. These are lonely ones.
Yeah. Table for one.
The funny ones that are like they're trying to be like, you know, room for one more.
I love the ones
it's like borderline.
I love the ones
desperate
online dating ones where it's like half the women on like Okay Cupid and plenty. It's always like Princess Charming. Like it's all there's or Prince Charming. Right. It's always Princess. There's always Princess in the title.
It's the one pun that they could come up with. Ever.
Terrible. Yeah. Chase, you got any more?
I mean, those are my top three. You know if I hop. I mean, I don't want to give away my like.
Yeah,
you know,
no. Justin is furiously searching right now.
I am. It's so easy. I actually am going to do that because I tune out during most of what Matt says anyway. So I'm just going to go online right now and try to find some good OkCupid. I like how I'm typing in. Okay, this is because it's Google Chrome, so it all pops up my. Anyway, so Matt, go ahead. Tell us some good online dating / Twitter.
Well, one that I think is great, and actually this is more of a reference to The Office, but I just thought it was one of the funnier references. When Michael Scott signs up and he says, you know what? Okay, now I need a screen name. Mm-hmm. I got it. Little Kid Lover. Because I want people to know what I'm really all about.
Lover.
Little Kid Lover.
Okay.
And I'm sure
bad.
Like Lover was LVR.
Yeah.
And then another one that I always laughed at that I still laugh at. It was Brown Eye Girl. Oh, and not Brown Eyed. Brown Eye.
Girl spelled G-U-R-L.
But think about that. Brown Eye. Think about that for a second. Justin.
Is that
disturbing.
Yeah.
Chase got it immediately.
No. One pink, two stink. I know that one. I get it. Shocker 69. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, well, and we're on the serious topics right now. I actually want to ask you guys about Michelle Bachmann. Now, Michelle Bachmann in Minnesota, she's not going to seek re-election in Congress. She's saying that the president has an 8-year term limit, and 8 years is good enough for her. So I want to know from you all, where does... I don't even...
Child in studio.
Yeah.
That goes with your first handle right there, Matt. Where's Michelle Bachmann going to go, guys? Where is she going to go? What's she going to do now? Is she going to do a book tour, a talk show, a presidential run? Maybe her and her husband do a straight camp, you know, like an outreach for people who are not sure whether they like penises or vaginas.
I'm hoping that this is all so that Marcus Bachmann can have his Bravo reality show that he always wanted.
He's just clearing the landscape.
I would watch that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he goes shopping for doggy sunglasses and...
Is she going to be worse than Sarah Palin, do you all think?
You mean how she is just persistently nagging...
Fame monger? She's a fame monger?
I feel like it's weird that like she's like, I don't want to do more than 8 years because like the president doesn't do more than 8 years because it's like, I feel like the devil has been running hell for like millions of years. So like you could just keep going.
Well, I've kind of taken it back seriously. Actually, you know, first of all, her presidential campaign and her office is under an ethics investigation. So, not only that, you know, there was that, and then also she's tied in the polls with the guy who beat her last year by less than a percentage point. Mm-hmm. So what was funny, what was interesting was in her video, there was actually a video where she said, I'm not running for re-election. Mm-hmm. And
you nailed it.
and she said, this has nothing to do with the ethics campaign. She gave reasons like why it's not why she's not doing it. And right. So, which is telling.
Well, Sarah Palin did the same thing when she got investigated.
She just quit.
No, but when she got investigated as a governor in Alaska.
But that never threatened her. I mean, like Michelle Bachmann did some serious shit when she was running. You know, she didn't pay her bills. She didn't pay her staff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And so she's never sponsored a bill. I mean, the one bill that she has her name to was celebrating the 150th anniversary of Minnesota.
You're gonna win a lot of public support with that one.
Yeah,
in Minnesota. That is bipartisan, okay? That is bipartisan.
I mean, that's relatable to everyone, yeah. Right. Feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole part about not paying your bills and all that, like, that's relatable to Sarcastic News contributor Michael Porter. I mean, like, that... Chase doesn't know Michael, but he...
No, I don't.
He doesn't pay his
bills. But I still think it's hilarious.
Take our word for it.
Yeah. We actually... By the way... I never did this, but I need to... we will cue the Ring of Fire music, because we've renamed the segment Ring of Fire. Last week
we can't do it midway through the segment, Justin.
I know, but I can do whatever the hell I want, man. All right? My show, baby. My show. That's hot. We called it Circle Jerk, and because we have a lady on the show... We're calling it Ring of Fire. Jeremy, are you ready with the Johnny Cash? Let's cue it up. Ring of Fire right here. Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
Our segment theme song.
That's good. That's actually good right there. I like that.
We're out of time for the segment. So.
Now, before we get going, because we actually have a couple other, we have a lot of call-ins today. We got Alex Hooper. He's promoting, he's a comedian here in town, just like Chase is, and he's promoting Crave, which is a comedy rave. We got him coming up here. Have you been to it?
I did it a few months ago. It was amazing.
How big is it? Is it like...
Why don't we ask him?
It was in like this huge warehouse, and there was so many people there, and it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Did you kill?
Yeah.
Did you kill?
Yeah.
I mean, like, well, essentially, that, yeah.
That's what her ecstasy-fueled brain told her.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you drop E that night?
I dropped the mic when I was done with my set, yeah.
Was it just a giant glow stick mic?
I imagine it was similar to like the Eminem when he like wins the rap battle and just drops the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how that's the one reference to dropping the mic.
Yeah.
Is the one well-known white rapper. Yeah.
All right. Well, back to news here before we're going to wrap this thing up quickly. Colorado governor signed the first U.S. law that regulates a medical marijuana law. What will be a negative consequence that comes from this? I'm going to give you the floor, Matt.
Ooh, boy.
I'm going to give
like,
you I'm going to give you the four, Chase.
After Matt?
Oh, all right. First of all, what's the negative?
What's
aspect?
The negative? I don't want to know. We don't have time for all
Dude,
the positives.
Think positively, man.
It's going to be positive. I know this. I know our audience. Half our audience is high right now. Okay?
I feel like one that could go either way is like pagers coming back. Like a lot more...
Is ultimate frisbee? Like ultimate frisbee has been kind of like a real sport, isn't it?
You know what? Speaking of which, last night on ESPN, they broadcast collegiate ultimate frisbee.
Oh no!
I'm not kidding.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Were they wearing shoes or?
Yeah. Made of hemp.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Any negative effects, guys?
Negative.
I'm going to throw a serious one out there. Corporations are going to find a way to take over this business.
A negative effect is going to be the people who smoke pot and buy pot because now their prices it's going to be regulated and they're going to be taxed. It's going to now be a competitive market. So anyone who sells pot and anyone who smokes it, it's now they're going to be, you know,
they're going to be
buying from the man.
One
one's even going to want to do it anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's also, yeah, exactly. It's just...
So it's kind of a good idea. Like, I mean, depending on your views of marijuana.
And you know what? I don't know. This is pure speculation, but I do think that... you know, they say, marijuana is not addictive, which I don't know. That could be true. That could not be true. But I do feel like with cigarettes, there was a lot of things that they said that weren't untrue that they uncovered. And I wonder if now with more widespread use, they're going to find
other ones,
effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Right. Chase, you got anything to add to that?
I mean, I was really just excited about my pager's comment. That was pretty much all I was bringing to the table for that one.
That was a walk-off right there. Chase Bernstein, comedian here in L.A. Very, very funny lady. Hopefully she'll be joining us soon. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And
thank you for having me.
We were glad to have you. We look forward to having you back soon. And
of course.
Thank you so much, guys. And we will be right back with Alex Cooper, comedian and founder of the comedy / rave called Crave, which will be tomorrow night. We'll be right back here on the Sarcastic News Show.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Would you look at Miss Ohio? She's running around with the rag top down. She says she wants to do right, but not right now. I'm gonna drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy, running around with the rag top down. Yeah, I wanna do right, but not right now.
Here on the Sarcastic News Show. I like Matt Megas. Why did you just book three interview guests? Like, well,
I like to criticize.
Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
No, we have Alex Super coming up just a minute here on the Sarcastic News Show. Alex is he's a founder. He used to do a rooftop show about a month or I don't know, a few months ago, maybe even a year ago, which is awesome. He did it outside of his apartment. It was a rooftop show, and then eventually I think the cops broke it up. But now he's doing this.
We got
one.
Complaints of funny up there.
Yeah, but who breaks up a comedy show?
Yeah,
I mean seriously, Jeremy, is Alex on the line yet or no? Not yet. All right. Oh, then we have to make awkward conversation.
Uh oh,
that's gonna be rough.
How about that local sports team?
Yeah, the Kings are doing well, aren't they?
Yeah,
the Kings are doing well. Actually, you know what? I just looked down at my, this clock's a little fast. It's only 8:16. We got time. Cause we got Dave Ross coming up. Very funny,
right,
man. And, I want to ask him.
Should we see what's going on Huffington Post? Headlines?
Yeah. Give us some headlines, Matt.
All right. So sometimes what we like to do here from time to time is look at Twitter headlines that are coming from the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
So here we go.
All right, give me your best one. Give me your best one, because Alex is actually on the line now, so I want to hear your best one.
All right, so, well, I'll give you two. So we got mysterious anti-glitch hits fast spinning star, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got, could Hayden Panettiere get any more gorgeous?
No.
Could she?
No.
Well, Huffington Post will tell you if you go to their Twitter and link.
I'm going
to
click that link.
Okay.
They're so good.
Yeah.
God.
All right.
They give me a heart on
that's what we
time.
Got for now.
All right, join us, the founder of the hit comedy show here in Los Angeles called Crave. It'll be tomorrow night. On the line with us, Alex Hooper. Alex, first of all, what are you wearing?
Currently nothing, but just so you know, it's Saturday night.
That's what I said. Saturday night, June 1st.
Okay, sorry. I apologize. I thought you said tomorrow night.
No, I never make mistakes. Oh, wait.
I did just make a mistake. Do you know what happens if you dial 1-888 and then you dial your number?
What's that?
Or sorry, it's one. That's 1-800-DENTIST. I just called 1-800-DENTIST trying to call you.
Well, you know, you needed to take care of a cavity too, so that's fine.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, that is no joke,
Alex. I want to, before we get to Crave real fast. And we don't, unfortunately, we don't have too much time. But I want to ask you, in Colorado, I just think today or yesterday, they actually signed into law the first medical marijuana regulation that we've seen here in the country. I know that you are a fan of laws. So I want to get your
never heard of it.
Yeah, I want to get your opinion on this. Is that a good thing, or is it gonna, you know, is it gonna be more money now for people who smoke pot, or what are your thoughts on all that?
Fighting it is the worst thing you could possibly do because no matter what, people are always going to do drugs, and when you take away drugs that don't harm people like weed, that's when kids start huffing paint, which, don't get me wrong, is super cool to be one of those kids. But we really, it just, all it does is inspire worse behavior. Kids are going to get high. That's just the way it is because, as I just said, kids are super cool.
Yeah.
So they're going to find ways to get high no matter what it is, even if it's just, you know, hyperventilating and then collapsing their hands on their chest.
I like that. So the gateway drug is not pot. The gateway drug is not having pot. Is that right?
Yeah. The gateway drug is when a kid spun around in circles at 4 years old.
Yeah. Poor self-esteem is actually
the
gateway drug.
Heroin.
Yeah.
All right. And Alex, go ahead and tell us real quick about Crave Saturday night, June 1st. Tell us about it.
Check out, we are a Los Angeles only comedy / circus / huge party after the show. We are at an awesome location on the west side. You have to email cravecomedy.com. Go to the website to check out where exactly we are because I can't say it on the radio. But we have an amazing lineup planned this Saturday with Moshe Kasher, DJ Doug Pound, many, many more.
I saw Moshe last week. He was
and then
awesome.
We party till 4 in the morning.
Jesus, that's awesome. Matt literally just blew a load right
there.
No,
I just saw Moshe last week. He is hilarious.
He's always good.
Yeah.
And you're going to be performing as well, right?
I host the whole event. So, I do little tidbits here and there.
I love it.
Alex, can I just ask where you came up with the idea for a comedy rave?
Because I love dance parties and I love comedy, and I figured if I love these two things, maybe there are other people who love these two things. And turns out that I was right, and people want to have a good time after they sit and laugh their asses off for a while. So I found this awesome venue and just found this great place where I could do exactly what I wanted to do, however I wanted to do it, and here we are today.
It's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, and one more time, Alex, where can people go to find out where this event is on Saturday night?
CraveComedy.com. That is exactly like it is spelled. Tickets are available. You can use the code word prune juice and get $5 off your ticket sales, which makes a half price from the door. So it's like $10 if you use prune juice on the ticket website, CraveComedy.com.
Awesome. Alex Hooper, everybody. Very, very funny man, Alex Hooper. Check him out.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Thanks again for joining us, Alex, and we will have you back soon. Go check that out. Thanks again for joining us. Guys, we will be right back here on the Sarcastic News with very funny comedian Dave Ross. Get his opinions on the news of the week. We'll be right here, right back on Sarcastic News.
I'm calling.
we're back on the Sarcastic News Show. It's Blind Pilot. They're the musician of the night.
Artist in residence.
Our house band.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
Our house band, Blind Pilot. This is the Sarcastic News Show, and joining me now, live via the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line. Very funny man, very smart guy, very good storyteller. Dave Ross. Dave Ross, you there?
Yeah, man, what's up?
Not much, dude. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Now, where are you right now, and where? What are you wearing?
Right now, I am walking down Griffith Park Boulevard in Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
I'm getting in my car, so, you know.
Okay.
We're not distracted, and I'm wearing nothing. So.
Oh. Boy, people love wearing nothing in this town.
Comedians especially.
They really do. They really do. I think they love wearing nothing everywhere, and with someone else who's also wearing nothing.
Right.
Inside of each other.
Now, Dave, you were just in New York doing a bunch of shows. Is that right?
Yeah.
And tell us, what about that? Did you just go and were you just doing stand-up? Or, I mean, if people don't know, Dave is he's a stand-up comedian, very funny guy, runs a very successful show called Holy Fuck in the Downtown Independent Theater on Tuesday nights. And that's right, Tuesday nights, right? Yes, Dave, Tuesday nights. I knew
that. Yeah.
But what were you doing in New York?
Well, most of the shows I did there were stand-up shows, but the reason I was there was that I don't know if you know The Moth, but I won a Moth Grand Slam. Yeah, I won like the second round of the Moth things or Grand Slam, so I won a Moth Grand Slam. And when you win one of those, they fly you to New York to perform at this big gala ceremony thing they have called the Moth Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they they put you up and they pay your plane ticket. It was great. And so I just asked them, because I'd never done stand-up in New York, I just asked them if they could just buy me the ticket for like 10 days instead of just the 2 days, and I could book a bunch of shows around it. And they were like, yeah, no problem. So that's what I was doing there.
Awesome. Okay. How did it go? And what was the story that you were telling, or what was the general?
The story is, it was interesting because you just tell the Grand Slam story you did. And the story I did was about, you can find it on, online actually. It's on my website.
DaveRoss.com.
What's that?
What is your website? Is it DaveRoss.com?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, DaveToTheRoss.com.
DaveToTheRoss.com.
Ross.com. And it's like, when I was in college, I took a bunch of acid and I went to this Chevron at like 3 in the morning to buy cigarettes. And the guy gave me too much money and I like sort of ran off with it. And then he chased me and then he locked himself in the Chevron and called the cops. So I had to talk to the cops on acid is what the story
is. Let me ask you this.
Horrifying.
Let me ask you this. When you tell stories, is it, it's kind of a two-part question. First of all, I want to know what makes a good story in your opinion. And then secondly, do you get tired of telling that story?
You know, I get tired of doing any material too much, but that story I haven't gotten tired of it yet. But then maybe I will someday. It's not one of the bits. It's long. And usually at stand-up shows in LA, you get short sets. So I don't do that bit in stand-up very often. And storytelling sets they're just less storytelling shows. So I do it less.
I see.
But yeah, I get tired of stuff. Absolutely. anything you say over and over again.
What's the key, though, to telling a good story? I mean, obviously, I would think honesty is a huge part of it and sort of just digging deep. But is there anything else that, you would recommend to either comedians or just people who are, trying to tell stories?
Storytelling... I mean, if you're doing it in stand-up, you have to focus on the jokes. You have to, like,
right.
You don't want to be doing a stand-up set and not making people laugh for a chunk of time unless, there's, like, a huge payoff. And so I guess, like, I think a lot of people think a good story comes from something really crazy happening to you. I talk to comics and I'm like, I don't have any good stories. Because people think it's got to be some insane event. But really, it's just got to be something that matters to you. it's something interesting to you. Mm-hmm. So there's interest in you when you tell it. And the only other thing is it has to wrap up at the end. It's, you can't just, I mean, a story can be almost good, and then you end it by saying, so that's my story. You know, and I've certainly done that enough times in my life to know that that's not the best way to end a story. Like finding the thing, like something you learned from it or the reason it was important to you, or just like, you know, a cliffhanger or whatever, but just having it be like a full-formed adventure that you took the audience on, like that's what makes a good story.
Do you ever get nervous when you're telling a story about the silence? Because even if you're doing stand-up or if you're doing it in a longer form without the punchlines in there, you still have to deal with a certain amount of silence. Can you, how do you deal with that? And does that still make you nervous?
You know, it doesn't really make me nervous. I get randomly nervous about plenty of things. And I never really know exactly why I'm nervous about a set or not nervous. But that, like, if I'm telling a story in a stand-up set and I go a certain amount of time without laughs, yeah, especially a certain amount of time without laughs that I expected to be there, then that makes me uneasy. But a storytelling show is such a different vibe. It's really nice. It's like, it's very similar. The shows are very similar to stand up, but the expectation of the audience is more to just like be told something interesting than to make them laugh. So I kind of like enjoy the silence and I like the pauses, and I like that feeling of having captivated people.
Yeah.
But like I actually like that in stand up also. Like if you stop talking, no one is talking. It is like it's a really like empowering, wonderful feeling to like, you know, sort of have them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
I've only felt that once in my life doing stand up. But
there's lots of silence.
Yeah,
when Justin does
silence.
Well, there is certainly a type of silence in stand-up that is the absolute worst ever. That I certainly experience.
Yeah, it's funny when you're telling us that though. Like Matt just kind of, he's got his arms crossed over here, and he just coughs like, yeah,
"Oh, I'm right. Judging."
That's right.
And
to know what you're like yeah, you're going to win a moth next
that's
week.
That's right.
Too.
Yeah.
Dave, before we go real fast, we got to get out of here soon, but I want, I want, you know, the folks that are listening, that are going to listen to the podcast to know, where they can catch you at if they're in LA, or anywhere really, but, online. So go ahead and please, you know, tell us where we can catch you at.
Well, my website, like I said, is davetotheross.com, and there's like tour dates on there. My show is every Tuesday at the Downtown Independent. It's called Holy Fuck. And I also have a storytelling show the first Saturday of every month. And the next one is this Saturday at Stories Books and Cafe at 8 p.m. in Echo Park. So, yeah.
Echo Park.
There.
And they can catch that, the moth performance on your website, davetotheross.com, right?
Totally.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. We'd love to have you back here soon. And
yeah, I love that, man. This was fun. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. And that's right. That's Dave Ross, comedian. Guys, we're running past time here, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up instead of going to a quick commercial. I want to thank Jeremy in the back for setting this. I mean, he runs a great operation over here. He's a lot more sober than Nick usually is, and he's running a good operation, letting us start a little late, go a little long tonight, and you know, just runs a fantastic operation. We've got videos. We didn't promote this tonight. We will be promoting in the future, though. We have a live stream. We did online on Twitter. We did promote this a little bit, but we have video now, so you can always watch us, which is great. Like that's. I can see my aging spot right now. This is not, it's like way too HD for me. And to all the comedians that we had, Chase, Bernstein, Alex Super, Crave, you go check that out Saturday night. And then Dave Ross, awesome, great storyteller, very funny man. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be right here live 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific. You know, check us out online, twitter.com/sarcasticnews1, sarcastic-news.com, and check out skidrowstudios.com. Not just this show, but fantastic comedy, music, and overall content. SkidRow.com, SkidRowStudios.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great night.
See, I've been here for 28 years, patterns spread beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.